At SBS Studio, we are with Greg Demoris. Greg, we're going to talk about waterfalls today. Waterfalls in Tasmania. This seems to be your passion. Can you tell us how it started first?
Yeah, well, it started back around about 4 years ago when I was looking at trying to get fitter. At the time, I had lost my mum through a heart condition. And when we found out what had killed her, I went and got myself a physical, and it looked like that I was having the same problems that she died of. And around about the same time, I was also getting into photography. And when we were going through photos of my mum for the funeral, we found a photo of mum standing in front of a waterfall. And that photo really spoke to me a lot because in the photo, she was very happy. So I thought, okay, well, I want to experience the happiness that she did when she went to that waterfall. And I'll start taking photographs of waterfalls to improve my fitness. And that's how it all began.
It's an amazing story how you turned something sad in your life, like your mother's passing, into action towards something fitter and better.
I think, you know, when someone dies, there's always two choices that you've got. Some people will close up and become very reclusive. For me, when my mother passed away, I wanted to experience life more and more, and I wanted to experience everything that life had to offer because it made me realize how short life can be and how precious it is. So for me to go on this journey of starting to photograph waterfalls, it meant that I was able to go out into nature. I was able to experience everything natural that the world had to offer, especially in Tasmania, and that's how the journey began from that point on.
Tasmania is well known for its natural beauty and, of course, rivers and waterfalls. How many waterfalls are there?
Yeah, we don't know. There's so many different waterfalls on rivers that we haven't even explored yet. We know of around about 240-odd that have been nomenclatured with the Tasmanian government, so they actually are official waterfalls with names. But generally, there's so many different waterfalls that people within our Facebook group find and post up onto the Facebook group that none of us had even known before. So there's so many different explorers finding new waterfalls even today.
And how many of them have you been able to explore, photograph and post online?
Tasmanian waterfalls, about 140 thereabouts I've been to. Not all of them I've posted online, but there's been that many. And I'm usually only counting waterfalls that have got a significant height to them. So often we'll see a waterfall and it only might be 1 metre in height, and I don't usually count those. I usually try to find the larger waterfalls.
That's over 1 metre in height.
Generally, yes.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it to approach these waterfalls? Since some of them haven't even been explored yet, that means it might be in very remote places, somewhere that you have to hike for hours to get there.
In some cases, you have to hike for days. I do know of people who have hiked for 5 days just to get to a waterfall and then had to hike 5 days back out to it. Back to civilization again. So Tasmania, especially the southwest of Tasmania, is very extreme wilderness. And so getting to these places can be very slow. You've got very thick forest, uncharted territory, and it can be very slow going. For me, the longest walk I have done is I've done a 2-day hike to reach a waterfall that was west of Cradle Mountain in central Tasmania.
Are there any dangers?
Yeah, every waterfall and every hike has its challenges, especially in different times of the year. A lot of Tasmania, especially in the winter, is prone to ice and snow, and you get the blizzards and really cold weather. And hiking in those conditions can be deathly if you're not prepared for it. Again, in the summer, it's a different story altogether. You have the wildlife, you've got snakes. Some of the mountains are quite precarious as well. I mean, it's very easy for people to fall off mountains and kill themselves. It actually happened off Tasmania's highest mountain just a few years ago, where a tourist slipped and fell to their death.
You don't usually go on your own.
Sometimes I do, yes.
Sometimes you do. But do you suggest it to others?
I usually recommend people to go with others, only for that in case something does go wrong. And if they do go alone, to make sure they're well prepared. So carry an emergency beacon, which is what we call an EPIRB. If you get in trouble, you activate it, and then, you know, emergency services will come with a helicopter and take you to safety because it's all GPS'd. So we we offer suggestions to people on how to keep them safe when they do go out trekking.
How do you find the time to go on trekking?
Well, I've been doing it for a
What's
few years.
What's your life balance like?
Well, I do work full time, so I work Monday to Friday, and then on the weekends, I usually try to do one day where I'll go and hike to a waterfall. And been doing that now for a few years, so that's how I've managed to develop and see that many waterfalls. Thankfully, in Tasmania, there are a lot of waterfalls, so I've been able, in some time, like in one day, as an example, I was able to drive and see four or five waterfalls in one day, and there's quite a few hikes where you can see more than one waterfall.
What do you get out of your connection with nature and your exploring of waterfalls?
The best thing about when I started hiking to waterfalls and experiencing Tasmania's nature and its natural attributes, I never really realised before then just how much nature is necessary for our souls and how important it is for us as human beings to envelop ourselves in our natural environment. And what I've learned was how much I love the environment, how much I love Tasmania in particular, because that's where I've been hiking, but how important it is for me, because it's made me feel better as a person. It's made me feel more alive than I could ever imagine. And it's something that I want to be able to share to so many other people, just to go out there, no matter which part of Australia or the world that they live in, just to go out and experience nature and let that just envelop you. I think it's really important.
Would you suggest it as a holiday destination, generally waterfalls, rivers, hiking? Because some people think that holidays is only by the beach.
We're actually seeing now more and more people coming to Tasmania simply for that holiday experience where they can go hiking. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it grow. Over the last few years, it's been growing quite phenomenally. And what we have now is people have come to Tasmania, they've gone to our Waterfalls of Tasmania website, and they've actually planned their entire holiday around Tasmania visiting these waterfalls. And their responses when they've gone back home and come back to us and said thank you for their resources that we've put online, their responses have been, it's a great way of doing a holiday, and a lot of people should do that.
Well, maybe we should give it a go.
We should give it a go. Come over.
See you in Tasmania.
Thank you very much, Emma.
Thank you very much for being here in Melbourne in SBS Radio.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.